picture.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome. Today is November 2nd, 2013. This is the Creation Lightship Show with Ron Amitron. It is Saturday night, so that means it's Saturday night on the Lightship. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight with a lot of wonderful information and healings. On our visit to the Lightship tonight, we will be celebrating November birthdays. And a quick reminder that the November intensives for this month start on the 9th, which is the Saturday four-hour call. And then the following Sunday, the 10th, and the following two, the 17th and 24th of November, are the eight-hour healing intensive calls. So before Ron comes on, everyone is welcome to open up their picture of the light being, which you can find on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, or you can scroll down on the BBS page and find the picture and make it as large as you can on your screen. And when Ron comes on, he will activate that for us to have peace energy while we're listening to the show tonight. And now I'll welcome Ron on. Are you there, Ron?
Yep. So here we go, everybody. Let's activate the light beam. So just sit back, relax, and even just see how your body feels. And here we go, activation. So stronger, 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 and stronger. It feels pretty good. Not much opposition to break through there, so we'll do some more here. Sometimes when there's a lot of new listeners, it's just a little harder to say penetrate there. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And today is what, the 2nd of November. So if I turn it back over to you, 2013, I should say. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann, and we'll see what's cooking.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And that's nice to hear that, unlike last night, we seem a little clearer, I guess, and a little easier for us to get a little centered. I was wondering, though, before we get into other things, because we have a couple of things even left over from last night, could you just do a sample for everyone of the mental body clearing?
Okay. So the mental body is kind of maybe if you feel a little stuck or you have a lot of thoughts recycling in your head, and it's kind of a hard clearing to describe. So it'd be like the emotions that you have in your emotional body, but it's now in the mental body. So I guess that's one way to look at it. Emotions for the mental. So here we go. Releasing energy. So one, two, three, four, 5, yawning, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's energize some plants or flowers. Maybe you have some flowers on your table. So we'll make those real for you. And here we go. You can look at something that is, you know, it has to be living naturally, and then we'll put it into its real life form. So here we go. So stronger. Oh, boy, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And you might start to see it change slightly here, so let's give it some more energy. Next thing we'll do is, if you want to have your, maybe your pet be transformed so it's in the now with all of its energy and not the clone replica version of it, we can make that the real for you. And they'll start to glow and be happy, and it's a big change. Okay, it's like your plants or flowers feel pretty good. If you you have a pet or animal, we'll say, probably be a pet, naturally, because your animal will probably be outside, unless for some reason you have something inside. Here we go. So, stronger. Just kind of watch your dog or cat, typically, maybe your goldfish or something. So, stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy. Stronger, stronger. I'll just count to 100. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Do a little bit more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So coming in, this is bringing in their true energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And this healing reminded me that I've been meaning to tell everyone I mentioned that my cat wasn't feeling well a month or so ago. And the Creation Lightship healings totally fixed all of that. I was very nervous that you know she wasn't going to make it. And she just got, as soon as we did some healing, she just got progressively better. And the one night that was Saturday night in the Lightship, and I asked you, is there a cat room, you know, and a dog room, and we did that. And that seemed to be the end of it. That really, like, lit her up. So thank you very much, Ron. And I don't know, maybe other people had pets that were having some issues, and they felt better after that night. So that was a great one. And later also, if people want to request certain rooms for us to visit when we go to the Lightship tonight, that will be fine. And also I'm checking, of course, the fast chat, and you can also write any questions into clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I have that open right now. So, Ron, there are quite a few different questions on our email about clones, and we did talk a little bit about clones last night. And I just thought that perhaps if you just in general could explain to people like what clones are and what that means to us and the planet and what's going on there. Is that too broad of a question, Ron?
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Okay. I had a sneeze here. So there was that Bruce Willis movie, I think Surrogates, so that can give you a good clue where they sat home and had their artificial intelligent body go out and do stuff, and I guess they made it a lot younger than what they were, because it did look a lot younger, and then they were home kind of like having, viewing them, we'll say, I think they probably had a computer screen or something, and or maybe headwear or something, so they're able to actually interface with the clone, I think, although the clones here would be a little different, but it kind of gives you an idea what it would be like as the replica of you is out there living life. So there's basically two basic cloned type of models. This is besides male and female, and then maybe there's a non-gender one coming in. But basically what we have besides those, we have the clones like that would be human that get cloned out and changed every 10 minutes. So everybody is that way here. That's the way the system works. And then you're only real here typically about 2 hours a month. Knowing that, that is because you have a lot of good energy going your way, and you have a lot of instant, maybe, sick spirit, and you feel wonderful. And then all of a sudden, you know, that goes away in a day or two. All that extra energy that you have, and you set the world on fire. So that kind of leaves you. So about every 10 minutes, you are swapped out, and another new you come in. And if you get to be kind of aware and watch people, you can actually see them change. They'll have like a little fuzziness around them. They may not look exactly the same or look kind of numbed out, maybe like drugged out for maybe a half a second or so. Then they come back in again, just kind of like being offline, and they push the button. Well, that happens to you if you ever were laying in your bed and your body happened to wake up, but you didn't have any consciousness. So you weren't really, you know, completely put back together again. And the mental energy, and the robotic programs, or these robotic programs are pretty intense, but not online yet. So you're just sitting there and you can't talk, maybe you can't move, and your eyes are open, wondering what the hell is happening, you know? I don't feel quite right, but then I'm a little afraid because I can't move. And all of a sudden, you know, everything gets put back together again. All the programs start to run. Maybe they didn't put the switch on all the way. Maybe you're on standby. And then all of a sudden you're clicked on, and wow, all of a sudden there you're connected, and now you're ready to go. And now you get out of bed and go, I wonder what that was all about. So anyway, humans, the few of us that are left here, and hopefully there won't be more taken. But anyway, you get cloned out of every 10 minutes, and then that's just the way it is. Now, the other clones, which are the real ones that don't get switched out, they're running on programs. So you see movies where you see, like, cyborgs and stuff like that. People could have robotic parts and maybe equipment installed on them that you can't see. And, you know, you're still a human, but you're running out of program. And you can see that if you ask for somebody to give change, I don't know what you're talking about or something. That's kind of the most common thing. Or you ask somebody a question and they don't know what the answer is, and it's a really simple question. Because that program that they're running just doesn't seem to relate to that, and it wasn't installed. So you're trying to access, you know, part of their operating system that isn't operating. And I'm sure everybody has seen that. And you have to have compassion for the clones a little bit because, you know, they just got dropped off here. And how long they're going to be here, I don't have a clue. But I have seen, like I said earlier, like four different versions, maybe even of the same person coming in and out. And I think there's more, probably more on their way. So that's the actual true clone. And then we can see the movie stars, celebrities will say, they're all that way, basically. And so if you see somebody, maybe in one tabloid magazine, which you can't really go by that completely, but we'll just say that what you're seeing is real. What gets me is you see these women who are pregnant in the magazines, and then all of a sudden they have their children, and they may have twins. And then from there, they don't look like they ever were pregnant, you know? So you may look at that for some of the more recent people, and you wonder, wow, this is really strange, you know? Because they shouldn't look like they were never pregnant, and they look probably better than what they did before they got pregnant. So you go, wow, this is really, really different. Well, that's because they're cloned out. And maybe the one that really possibly could have been carrying the baby is somewhere else. Or maybe that particular model that's here never, ever was pregnant. And that's what you're seeing now is that person. So anyway, that's the clone situation. So if you are human and you see clones, they don't have any body energy. And they just look different. And when I was in New York, I was looking at some, and, they're elsewhere too, but there's a lot of people in New York, so you can look, and you might see a real person maybe every minute walking in the street, where everybody else is just kind of like in their own movie set. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And when I... years ago worked with a person who is involved with ETs, he used to say that in the future we can all look forward to being superhumans will be taller and more attractive and have perfect features and perfect health. And I think basically he was describing clones and saying we should want that and, I don't know, welcome being taken and turned into clones or something. So I feel like you're, in a way, validating what he was saying. Yeah, that happened. And another interesting thing, Ron, there's a deceased celebrity who apparently gave someone a tooth a long time ago, and now some scientists are trying to clone him here on Earth the way they've done some animals. Isn't that creepy? Pardon?
Oh, yeah. Off of the person's tooth?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure it could be done. No?
Yeah, because they have cloned animals here.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, on some level, these human scientists must know what's going on. So they think, oh, maybe I can do that too. I'll start creating new fake things.
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay. And then the other thing, did you want to say any more about clones, Ron? I would say
no,
you kind of covered it.
Yeah. Just, you know, I'm sure if you're a little aware, you'd see them pretty easily. So, you know, if you go into a store and the person doesn't know how to give change or doesn't seem to maybe know how, you know, if you get groceries possibly, maybe they put in something really heavy on top of your eggs or something, you know, or something like that, you know, that they just haven't got the program to learn yet. Now, you have to remember that the person that may have been there, you know, we'll just say the person has worked there for a year and you knew them, you know, and they worked really well. And now you wonder, gee, this person's acting just a little strange. Looks like the same person, but they don't remember me. In fact, we had that here where we live. And the person wanted, seen the person many, many times, so they wanted to know, because, you know, like at Ace Hardware or some store like that, I don't know if it was that one or not, but, you know, they asked you for, you know, your phone number or something. And I can't recall what store it was, but the person didn't know what, oh, the prefix. So the prefix is here where I live. There's only like maybe three prefixes, typically, you know, if they're like a landline phone, and the person didn't know that prefix. I go, hello. Anyway, so you have to kind of just know that that person, and it would be neat if you found that out and you had an hour of time to watch them. Oh, that would be great. I don't have that luxury, but maybe you do. You know, maybe you might want to just go to, like, maybe a place where you can sit down, besides the church. Maybe the food court and the shopping mall. And, you know, maybe purchase something from somebody so you have an interaction. And if they do feel a little different to you, then just watch them and just see how they behave. And they probably are running a nice robotic program, so they probably do their job perfectly if they, you know, were able to adapt to it, to the job, and be able to learn by experience. So I mentioned one person that I worked with, and they had robotics in them, robotic programs, and I think I took it out, and they didn't really know how to walk down the stairs. So they had to watch somebody in front of them, and then they kind of self-taught themselves going down. But going up, I was like, gee, I have to lift my leg to go on top of this thing and then lift the other leg up to go up the next stair or something. So that was another learning experience. And the person said, yeah, Ron, I didn't know how to walk up and down the stairs. I had to learn how to do this. It's like I'm a baby, sort of, you know. So anyway, but that's the robotic programs that kick in. Along with maybe the clones are experiencing that similar thing. So if you have any clone questions or you want to talk about clones tonight, we could do that. That would be quite interesting.
Well, and also I just wanted to remind everyone that anyone who was on the October intensives got the robotic clearing, healing from Ron. And if I guess it ended 2 days ago, the 31st was the last day. But, it, you know, I bet you a lot of people were really pushed and did a lot of those clearings over the month. So we would love to hear about that if anyone had any changes in their bodies or noticed something different from the robotic clearing. Basically, any testimonial we always enjoy having, too, so you're welcome to call in with that. And then, it's kind of a different subject, Ron, so please, if anyone has any comments or questions about clones, that's fine. But we've also had a couple of questions about shapeshifters. And maybe you could talk a little bit about, are they clones? Are they something different? Are they in addition to clones? What's going on with shapeshifters?
Well, I would think that the clone body would be ideal for a shapeshifter, but I haven't seen any shapeshifters in clone bodies yet. It's very possible that they're there, but as far as seeing somebody in real life, I haven't seen anybody switch out yet. I did see a person at the expo, and his spirit was in front of his body about 6 inches. So I helped him on and put it back in again. And then he looked, much, much better. But to see a spirit walking in front of him, is kind of bizarre. I've seen it off and on, but, I haven't seen it for probably a few years. But there it was, But we'll talk about, so getting back to clones and shapeshifters. So the first thing is that a shapeshifter would have to be able to interface with the program of the body. So I don't know what that's like, okay, if they can do that or not. If they come into humans, then naturally that the body, is easily moved because it's just a body. When you deal with, hardware and software to make that body work as a clone, then it might be different. Remember, the clones more than likely have maybe robotic energy is attached to the physical body as an overlay. And so that shapeshifter would have to know how to run all that apparatus that's attached to the clone. So that's kind of how you kind of may want to look at it. So that's probably why they maybe won't come in. So why does the shapeshifter come into humans? Well, it's just an alien life form that maybe has claimed the body for a long time. And, wants to do whatever it wants to do, and it comes forward or looks out of the eyes at times, and it might even, bring forth its complete physical appearance momentarily, which could scare everybody because it'll be a different life form typically. It won't look human. And so from that, they normally don't show up too much, but they might change the eyes to look out of the eyes. There's a lot of pictures on YouTube where you see people's eyes, changed to look like a cat eye, a cat's eye. And then also you can see, some of the scales being formed on the skin, like around the face and neck and stuff sometimes, and you actually see the head physically change. You can just type that into YouTube and see that. So why are they there? They just want to sightsee, want to be here. And very possibly some of those things can show up to maybe a seer, a channeler, a person who thinks they're doing great work with aliens. The aliens can bring forth this hologram, this illusion, so you think you're seeing this wonderful being. And, they may make you feel wonderful. And then in the real form, they probably have, their fork and knife in their hand with their big teeth and they're drooling ready to eat you, But they normally will show up to people, as a malevolent type of being. They're here to help you, etc. And that's the way they shapeshift and transform into something else. So that's why you really can't trust them, because they can give you an illusion of something that looks very, very nice. And there may not be. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And those same beings also might do what appear to be healings for you. And you might actually get some physical relief, but then kind of it will backfire later, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get hooked up, then you're hooked up, so it's harder. It's easy to get hooked up and very hard to undo it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people doing that, and they think, oh, I feel better, I got relief, and they really didn't. So they really got themselves in more trouble. Okay, we're not, let me just check the fast chat again. Thank you, Ron. This is great. Oh, okay, we have, this is interesting. Someone on the fast chat said, I cleared my voice and singing in the robotic clearing, and I'm back and able to sing soprano.
Oh, great.
That's nice. Yeah. That's a lovely testimonial. Thank you very much. Someone's saying people's bar spirits, going out to a bar, or church spirits attack people, someone's saying on the fast chat. Before this person that healed their singing voice, before that had a frog in their throat, and now they can speak more clearly. So that's lovely. Thank you. And someone's saying, and now you can sing on the light ship. Maybe we'll try to get, we will hear singing tonight, right, Ron? Because we're going to sing happy birthday to people.
Yes, that is correct. So,
all right. So we got quite a few requests for different rooms for tonight, Ron.
Okay, I'll just, we'll start there. Maybe you could let me know what, give me the, you know.
I will. I'll send them over to you. And just a reminder to do the birthdays and also for everyone to pick one physical healing to request for the visit tonight. And just relax and enjoy it. And I will send over the requests.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants. And if you're listening to the program on an archive, you won't be going to the light ship, but you will feel the peace energy as it comes into your room more than what it is right now. So just think of one particular clearing that you have that's a physical clearing with your body. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. You'll be completely out of time. And you might feel everything around you being disconnected from you. That's what it's like when you're completely out of time. Everything holds your own space. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And I guess the first request is go to the bear room. So we'll go to where the bears are. And again, request your one healing. Here comes the bear energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. And we got a hummingbird room request. So let's see the birdies, little hummingbirds. Here they come. And again, request your one particular healing. Stronger. Here they come. Stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. And we'll go to, your spirit room. That's what we have listed here. So this is what I'm saying. So this is where you were created. And you're going to be walking into a room, and you're going to see this wonderful white light energy, which is you and your twin flame as one. This is before you were separated. And I'll count to five to commence the energy to come into you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll be in this room maybe for a minute or so. We'll just allow you to experience this here. And you may start to feel just a very, you almost feel like you're full because your spirit is with this other half, so you're actually as one now instead of being half of a spirit, we'll say, and you're able to feel the presence here. So bring in some more energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. We'll stay in this room for a little bit, but we'll move on to another room. We'll go to the rainforest room, and then we'll go to the food court. So here we go, rainforest. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to the food court now. And this is for anybody who have singing happy birthday. And this is for people that were born in the month of November. And, boy, there's a lot to offer here. You can get cake and ice cream and soft drinks, which are different than what we have here. Everything is nutritious. You can get, like, different juices, different berries, all different types of stuff. So if you want to get the cake energies, I'll go there right now if you want to get that. And you can get ice cream and drizzle and whatever cake you want, and nuts and cherries and butterscotch on it, and what else could we have? You know, chocolate. Whatever you want to have, they can create it for you. And it's a little small portion, the size of a pencil eraser. And we have that now, and the light beans are here too. They're probably enjoying some of this wonderful dessert that we're having. And we're going to be singing happy birthday to those of you who were born in the month of November. So we're doing that now. We're having our cake and our ice cream and maybe a special drink that we chose. And you might feel the vibration now as the light beans are singing. You're bilocated, so you're here and you're there at the same time. So if you happen to feel or sense that everything is pretty joyful, that's the reason. And here we go. Let's go into another room now. And we'll go into the room that has the deer energy. And request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room. We've mentioned, cats before, so we'll go into the room with the dogs, another room with the cats, and here they come. Request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got a few rooms here. One is the dolphins, so let's go into where the dolphins are. And here they come. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got a room here for, there's like a room that'll give you a special drink that says green energy. So this is for life force. So here we go. Having this wonderful drink of green energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll be coming back from the light ship here. So happy birthday, everybody. And coming back down with our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming down, and I'll count to 5. You might feel the room shift when I do my first counting here. Sometimes by 3, you're actually here. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? So back to you, Ann.
Oh, thank you, Ron. That was just so wonderful and relaxing. And someone on the fast chat said it's their birthday today. So happy birthday to you and to everyone else whose birthday is in the month of November. That's probably all the party you need right there to feel good and healthy. I was thinking earlier that tomorrow was our 8-hour call, and I remembered it's next Sunday. But I'm looking forward to that. And if you want to know more about that, you can go on Ron's site, creationlightship.com, and find out about the intensive. Actually, I didn't check earlier if they are up yet, listed the dates, but it doesn't matter. They will be in a day or two, and you can sign up for them. Let me see. No, they're not up yet, but they will be probably tomorrow. Okay, Ron. So that was terrific. And before the trip to the lightship, we were talking about, you know, a lot of dark energies and things that are off. And we also have some requests for healings for things that I feel come under the subject, once again, of self-empowerment. And the Creation Lightship does a self-empowerment healing through Ron's site that is terrific. And it's now can be bought as a whole life healing. And I thought perhaps we could talk a little bit about that again, Ron, and maybe do some samples of that tonight. You want to talk about it a bit first and what it does for people? Are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm
okay.
Here. I don't know, the clearing is really good. I put it up because people needed, a few people said, Ron, I just feel stuck. And so that's why the clearing's up there. And it's like $50, I think, for 6 weeks. It could take you that long to go through it. There's, I think, 38 issues, I believe. And if you, one of those don't resonate with you, then you can add an extra box there to do something else. But normally you want to do all the issues. So,
I don't know when you added it, Ron, but it is a whole life healing now. I don't think it was initially, but you can get it as a whole life clearing now, and I think that's really great.
Yep, you can get the unlimited on it, so that's very good.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant, unlimited.
So if you do feel stuck now, or maybe you got the clearing months ago or something, then you can just go in and do the unlimited on it, and it can help you out a lot. Sometimes those issues can recycle. So this here is not like a standard whole lifetime clearing where we go through month by month by month. But you can get the unlimited for an issue. So that's what's so nice about it. So if you do feel stuck somewhere, it's like having a nice Band-Aid that covers a lot of issues to get you unstuck momentarily, but if you don't get the original issue corrected, then it could come back on you. But, this is a great way to get jump-started back into life, especially if you don't know what you're doing, you're stuck, you don't know how to move from left to right. Maybe you feel like maybe overwhelmed at something. Maybe you try to get some people normally look for jobs, I guess. That's one of the main things here is to have a job. Maybe you looked for a job for a long time and you just can't find one. Or maybe you're paralyzed and you can't get a job. You don't know why. Or you're afraid to go out to look for a job because you've been turned down so many times in the past. I've had some people say, yeah, Ron, I've been unemployed for like 3 years and I like to give it up, you know, and I need to get a job. And they do this clearing and they go, wow, I got all this energy now. Now I can kind of recreate my life and look at what I want to do to get a job. So it's a way to kind of get unstuck in the present moment. That's what it's for. And if one of those issues that you're clearing really resonates with you, we may have a whole lifetime clearing for that, that you can go in there and do every, you know, year of your life. But if not, the unlimited version will let you go in there and, you know, kind of chop away at a little bit, but it's not like a whole lifetime clearing, but it will help you out. So that's what it's up there for. So do you have any samples you want to do or bring forward and that we can help out people with?
I was thinking just to let people know there are two sections in the self-empowerment healing of the first part. You put in your thoughts and feelings, and then a second box you can fill in or choose one of the things is what's causing my situation. So it's a very good one. I would say the first one really called to me, Ron, which is stuck/paralyzed.
Okay, so everybody, kind of put yourself into that mode. Maybe you don't feel it right now, but you did in the past, and we'll see if we can clear more energy away from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next one, Ann.
Okay, someone asked on the fast chat, what if you don't know what you want to do for a job? You know, how do you start? Well, again, I think that there are a lot of things on here that might help you. For instance, the first thing that might be causing your situation are my negative thoughts, it says, people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind control. So all those things could be blocking a person from just, you know, getting on the starting gate to get started. Okay, so please look into this, and I think that will help you. Okay, Ron, how about a sample of being overwhelmed?
Okay, here we go. So think of that situation, time when you're overwhelmed. Maybe you don't like cooking, and maybe you were, you know, asked to cook a meal for the family or something. And because, you know, this possibly is maybe for the women typically, maybe you just don't like cooking that much, you just didn't feel right that day, and all of a sudden you had all your family members coming over, and you had to prepare the food and just didn't think it turned out very well, and you're like overwhelmed by what they might think. Remember, this is what people do. They can transmit onto your psychic billboard that. But maybe it's, you know, you're worried about how they're going to look at you, judge you about your cooking. Maybe also what, you know, how maybe you're judging yourself on different things. And here we go. We'll do this clearing here. Just being overwhelmed, because overwhelmed, probably, you know, you could deal with fear and also, you know, just stress. So it's kind of a clearing that I don't have the whole lifetime one. I don't think I do anyway. I could, but this is just one way to help yourself out. So look at the time that you're overwhelmed, maybe anxious. But these are all other clearings, too, probably on there. But anyway, we'll just keep it simple. So overwhelmed. So clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I hope that the person that is wondering what they should be doing, you know, this is helping them perhaps feel a little bit better. How about, it's similar, but it's slightly different, pressured.
Okay, being pressured. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, wow, this show has really gone fast, but let's try to do a couple of more, if that's okay with you. I always appreciate the sample healings. Disappointment.
Oh, boy, okay. So, being disappointed, so here we go, releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that could kind of go two ways, you know. So you could be picking up and taking on the energy people around you that are disappointed in you, and you might feel fine about what's happening, you know? And then it could be the other way around, that you're disappointed and you're beating yourself up because you didn't do something the correct way or show up a certain way. So, you know, it's all judgment. But the first one, they start giving you psychic attacks, and people start doing that to you. So just kind of notice that also. So back to you, Ann.
Well, and someone was asking, is there a clearing to avoid potential crazy bosses and coworkers? I don't know if you can avoid that, by the way, because wherever you go, you're going to meet crazy people. But back to the self-empowerment clearing, some of the things you can clear on here are curses, hexes, and spells, as well as organizations. So if you do feel that the people you work with or around are or your bosses are somehow impacting your work life or your life in any way, this would really help with that. And can we do a couple more, Ron?
Sure, why not? Yeah, we got some time. We'll do one more, and then the show will probably come into a close shortly.
Right, and we have a couple of comments about the trip to the lightship I wanted to do. Okay, here's an interesting one, being complacent.
Okay, so here we go. So, remember, you could have entities in you wanting you to get numbed out. So, you might look at that. Maybe entities are hitchhiking with you and giving you depression, making you get paralyzed or something like that, and being complacent. So, release this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more entities being released and making you complacent. I'm going to go that route now. This is a little different. So here we go. Entities making you feel complacent. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one of those entities making you feel complacent are fearful and projecting their fear into you. And now you're fearful about doing something. They're moving forward. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do that again for people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Let's do one that's not on there, but this would be a clearing that we don't have on the website. I'm just going to try this here. We all know that colors tend to make you feel different. So let's take the color that you like the most, and we'll just energize that color for you. You know, some people, I know back in New York, people wear black a lot. Not that that's bad, but a lot of people wear black maybe because they have black suits. Maybe you're used to wearing black and you like it. Maybe you want to change and go to maybe something that's green, possibly. So let's run some green energy and we'll just see if you like that or not. And then we'll do brown. So here we go, green energy. So kind of picture yourself, if you have whatever kind of suit you have, if you wear a suit or your clothing that you normally wear, just now we'll make it, whatever you have on now, we'll just turn it green. Here we go. Let's put it that way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to do tan. So here we go. Changing your clothes to tan to see how you feel. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do, I guess we could probably do blue. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So this makes me think the colors really shouldn't affect you at all, but they do, which means that very possibly you have a robotic program that is connected to you to do that. So I remember seeing a lot of religious organizations out there, and a lot of them wear black all the time. So I wonder what that is for, and if that was changed to a different color, maybe it would be different, you know? So just kind of a way to look at things. Okay, so back to you, Ann, and you know, we should probably get off here. I think it's we've got about 4 minutes before the top of the hour or so.
Right, it is time, and to say goodnight already, this went so fast. I just wanted to say that a couple of people made comments. Somebody heard the light being choir when we made the visit to the light ship, so thank you for that comment. I think you're so lucky that you're able to see and hear things. And someone else said that they saw tall vaulted ceilings that looked like wishbones. So that's also very interesting, and we always enjoy when people share that. Thank you so much for all these samples tonight, Ron, and that color healing was very interesting because I do feel that we're affected by colors. And it's interesting, they say some colors reflect, put things off of us, like white basically, and bright colors, and that black absorbs. So I don't know, maybe we're absorbing too much or taking things in when we wear black a little bit.
That could be.
I don't know, something to think about.
It's interesting how churches, sometimes the people who are talking to you up in the podium there, some churches they're all white, other ones wear black.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the nuns wear black too, don't they, Catholic nuns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they used to. I don't know. You know, I think they went in to wear regular clothes, but I don't think they brought in a lot of bright colors or anything when they moved away from the black. It's time to say goodnight. And again, thank you everyone who listened and participated tonight. And most of all, thank you, Ron, for all those wonderful samples. The next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we look forward to, more shows and more healings, Ron. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Blessings. Happy birthday.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.